reconnection with Krishna. I shall embrace that. Mahaprabhu says, Sanatana Dehotrage Krishna Jodi Pariye, Ehi Khone Koti Deho Charite Pariye. Sanatana, if by giving up this body, one can get Krishna, then in a second I am ready to die crores of times in a second, but not through that foolish sacrifice. It has got its own way. Sravan Kirtan, Sadhu Sangha, Vaishnava Seva. Not by sacrificing, that is a Kshatriya or a brutal tendency. That I kill my own body, I am a very big man, a big person. No, this is all foolish attitude. It may puzzle the worldly man, but in Krishna consciousness they have got no such a hero. A world hero has got no value. So cow killing, to stop cow killing, that may be the duty of a particular life, a particular plane. But if anyone comes, I come in connection with son, oh, don't kill, so much I may say. But I shall not go to fight and die to kill my person whose time is so valuable as to attain Krishna consciousness. Don't waste, I can't waste my time in this material struggle. His interest is so great that some Abraham or who he was going to kill his son Ismail.
His son Ismail. Yeah.
And he heard that Allah wanted that you must sacrifice your son for me. Yeah. And he was ready for that. To satisfy the sweet will of Krishna, not Krishna, but some conception of theistic Lord, he was required to kill his son, and he was up to that test. Yes, I am ready. So Krishna Katha is so high. In his comparison, to save the body of a cow or these things, that cannot come in concern. That is lower propensity. Yeah. It is of so high. Everything can be sacrificed for. It is so valuable. Nothing can be compared to it. It is so valuable, so urgent, so necessity, so pure. So this should not be cheating. We should not cheat ourselves. If we have, we feel that we are engaged in Krishna Katha, I can do service for Krishna. Then it is so high, so valuable. A man of ordinary level in the mic, good or bad, satya raja tamo, he will try for cow kissing, all these things. Brahmins, cows, they should be, because their life is more valuable here to promote the Krishna Katha. The Brahmins, they are generally performance of yoga, sacrifice to the Lord, from far away, some sort of lower Krishna consciousness, very lower consciousness. And the cow is considered to supply the materials, this ghee, this dudh, this soap, that their dung is also, cow dung is also considered pure for the sacrifice. We are told that the birth of cow is the last birth. Then of all the beasts and animals, the last birth is cow, and after the cow birth is finished, then the soul gets another chance what to do. He may come to human birth, the vegetable birth and the animal birth, the subconscious birth that is finished in the cow birth. They give to the society more and they take very less. And even in connection with the holy sacrifice, they can contribute many things connected with yajna. So, the highest birth amongst the beasts is cow, cow species. And they are helpful for the material sacrifice. So, some more attention should be given to them. Just as human birth. Human birth also is valuable animal birth. Human are also something like animal. When engaged in animal transaction, the higher. From human birth, he can get the free choice not to do this thing, not to do that thing, come in contact with sadhu, and then work for your eternal emancipation, a very valuable position. Just as in the playground, if the football goes near the goal and their chance is missed, then many comes to repent. Oh, the chance, you got the chance mature and that is finished. So, that is valuable chance. Ordinary football is moving here and there, no repentance. But going near the goal, if it is missed, then there is. So, this human birth, this cow birth, they have got some such value. They are being suffering or enjoying their previous karma, and it comes to human birth, the gate, utilizing which that human birth, he can effect his salvation from this vicious circle. And the cow, that is the last birth of the animal. All the dates of reaction finished, and he is getting a chance of another position in balance, wherefrom he can get a free choice. In this way, they are considered important. And their killing, that is to do away with that higher chance possibility, that will be more criminal. The valuable chance has been set aside, has been crushed, destroyed. So, greater sin.
When Swami Maharaj was in the West, he preached very vigorously, especially in regards to because it is Christian country, the law, thou shalt not kill, in order to protect the cows.
And also cow has some reference, that Krishna loved the cows there. And some perverted reflection here. So cow killing, that is helpful to us, that will, to the sadhu, it will cause some bad sentiment, undesirable sentiment. cow is favorite of Krishna. Though that cow is not this cow, still some parvata reflection, cow killing. That is something minimum. Just as one told, one beggar want to beg something in a householder, and the housewife told, give some alms, I shall give you ash. Yes, give you that. Then, are you ridiculing, casting jokes with me? Will you accept this ash? Yes, I shall accept ash. Why? The first thing that you begin this habit that a beggar should be given something. Yes. Practice it. By giving, extending your hand to the beggar with the ash, you may have the chance of practicing to give something. That effect. Another, ash also can be utilized in the service of Krishna in cleansing his utensils. Mm. I shall utilize that. And you will get some benefit out of that. So leave me ash. I'm standing for that, not to carry joke with you. So, come with your cautious and benevolent spirit and not to kill the cow. Then don't kill the elephant, the dog, all these things. Killing means that he will kill you. If you kill the cow, the most valuable chance in the animal world, then you will meet with the same disaster. To every action, equal and opposite reaction. He has come just to the verge of the animal kingdom. And next birth he will attain that of the human being. And by killing that, he could clear off his debt if he could live more time. But you are giving opposition to that for his hard clearance of the past debt. You are being responsible for disturbing her to clear up her debt and coming away. So valuable life you are destroying, you will have to suffer the reaction of that type. So don't do that. There is gradation in our disturbing in the animal and vegetable kingdom. Always there is gradation in our activity, in the service of Vaishnava also. If we get the chance of serving a higher Vaishnava, higher type, then we get some higher benefit. Everywhere the gradation is there.
Said by in Bhagavatam, by killing the cows, the quality of mercy is destroyed.
Mercy.
Mercy. If the cows are killed, then people become
merciless.
Amongst
the cow also, there are also different types. There may be one cow who has acquired that sukriti of devotion.
Like the ones here. Cows here.
Yes, in the cow, in the vegetable kingdom, everywhere, Agyanta Sukati, and disturbance to him, that will affect some disturbance in my brain of that like
you can understand that the cows here, they are the topmost of the cows. Because they are serving the topmost of the Vaishnavas.
A devotee cow. Suppose a cow who has got chance in this life to supply her milk to the deity. Mm-hmm. To kill that cow to cause more disturbance, and he will have to reap the result accordingly. Mm-hmm. The interest of the devotee and the Lord is also disturbed thereby. So that cow killing and ordinary cow killing will be different, and so also everywhere. The dog who is watching the temple compound to kill that goes to the higher plane, and the damage will be accordingly charged. This subtle calculation will always be there. Mm. The flowers that are in the compound, they are destined to offer them to the deity. Some thief came and stole them. He will be more punished heinously. And even the man who is here, who does not care for that, he will curse them. We are living here, we have got the chance of coming here. My protection will go to my Lord of heart. And you are neglecting me, and the others have taken me and took me to the prostitute. And you can't oppose that. So many subtle things to be calculated. When we had a hall in Madras, lecture hall, constructed by their money, a Madras gentleman. Then some people came. There's a good big hall, built in a new style. And then some marriage party came. We want to, in this hall, please allow us that we shall have a ceremony, a marriage ceremony here. It is very suiting to us. No, it is not meant for that. You have collected this hall from the money of this country, and it is our necessity, a social activity. We also have devotion towards God, and this marriage function will have some God consciousness. Why do you not? That's one. No, it is not meant. It is only for Krishna's pleasure, not anyone else. Another party came. They have got much recognition about Subramanya Kartikeya. They believe that Kartikeya is also very high order of God. We want to have a function here for the Subramanya. No, not. We can't allow that. Why not? Our country, our contribution, everything our. And we are also, you all want to worship God with Krishna, we also worship Subramanya. That is also God. We have high respect for him. Why his function can never be allowed here? Then I had to give another example. Suppose you have your wife, whole of a service is meant for you, and will you allow her to serve confidentially to another gentleman? No, that is not possible, and it is so. This hall is given for the service of Krishna Mahaprabhu. And we find it is not a material thing. It is all conscious, chinmay. And it don't like to serve any other god. whoever he may be. He's meant for this, for Krishna, Pitta. So for hard chastity, we can't allow you, then she will curse her. She is meant only for Krishna consciousness and not any other thing. There may be so different consciousness of God. Mm. And then what he will say when there is. In what connection this example came?
The connection of the cows and everything belonging to
The flower, yes, flower born here, yes. Meant for Krishna, and if anyone takes that is most deplorable for her, for this plant. In plant life also so much consideration, that Krishna, the connection of Krishna consciousness, universal measurement, standard.
It's 20 after 10 in the words. 10:20.
All right. Today,
yeah,
go, go past that.
That means Krishna, he got promotion. He was a calf keeper. From today, he became
Cow keeper.
And we find near Nandagram, the pandas, local pandas, they collect many cows nearby Kadam Khandi in a meadow. And there they feed them well. Cows. In commemoration of that service of Krishna towards the cows. Cows are represented as innocent of all the animals, sattva-gun pradhan, peaceful nature of all the animals. They are considered to be peaceful nature. They are all devotees of Santa Rasa. Santa Rasa. Many souls aspire after to be cow in Vrindavan. That is Santa Rasa Bhakta. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Charahubi Madhava, Jamunati, Jamunati Ji, बंसी बजाओ तो ढाक भी धीरे है एवं हम एंजॉय आवरसेल्फ इन ग्रेजिंग ऑन द बैंक्स ऑफ यमुना एंड समटाइम्स बाय प्लेइंग ऑन योर फ्लूट यू विल गाइड मी कॉल मी गाइड गाइड अस कॉल अस गाइड अस to a Godhana, Santa Rasa, devotees of Vrindavan, Godhana, the cow, cow nature devotees, who were like to be handled by Krishna. Everything is conscious there. We should not forget that as the fundamental. Consciousness plus the important, the serving attitude, that is all important. Without that, no entrance into that place. Exploitation and renunciation, that's the outside. And the calculative service also in the lower service position. Spontaneous serving attitude in any form or other that can reach the
spleen of Vrindavan, Vrajadham. Then our Guru Maharaj Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati to save the people from committing offenses against বড় ঠান্ডা হাওয়া চলছে ওই দিকটি ভালো যাযাবর মহারাজ মহারাজ আছেন না চলে গিয়েছেন ঠান্ডা হাওয়া আসছে মাঝে মাঝে রোদ আছে ভালো জেনারেলি উই কমিট অফেন্স বাই ইমিটেশন Our nature is to show progress to the people at large. That means যারা জানে তাদেরকে বলে দেয় সহজে হবে এইখানে তো একটা দেয় কি মাঝে মাঝে ওই জায়গাটা কিছু একটু টাঙিয়ে না ইমিটেশন টু ইমিটেট রূপ সনাতন টু ইমিটেট দি আদার পিওর ডিভোটিস অফ হায়ার লেভেল আমার বেশি আমি বেশি যদি আছি ব্যবহার দ্যাট মিন্স প্রতিষ্ঠা ইমিটেশন মিন্স presupposes our name and fame. So we must learn, we must be sincere to our own self. We must not indulge in imitation, only to get the name and the fame of a devotee overnight. That is the self-deception. To save us from that, our Guru Maharaj, he came with a plan of service of the Vaishnava. Generally, Vaishnavas that lives single life, they do not allow anybody to serve them. So Vaishnava Seva is very rarely found. But Guru Maharaj has arranged in such a way that one is serving another and engaging and helping in that. In this way, everyone gets the advantage of serving a Vaishnava as well as Vishnu, Guru. So the missionary life, the organized life of the exclusive service holder in Mott. One gets that advantage of serving under the direction of the higher Vaishnava service, everything they have. And they ask us, don't try to go hurriedly to the higher level. Try to remain in the lower. The circumstance, the environment will help you to go up. Don't be eager to hold upper position. The environment will do that. And that will be natural progress. Always try to keep downward. That is the next part. Purify your inner heart. Don't be eager to purify the outer aspect. Inner aspect, inmost aspect, that is all important. Try to convert that into Krishna consciousness. not make yourself dizzy, to keep up the show of Krishna, devotee of Krishna. But with the heart within, that give all attention, all attention. External show, that is not very injurious. But if the disease is within, when that will come up, come over, that can create havoc. So try to purify the inmost part of your heart, of your existence. So, do some service under the guidance of the Vaishnava, you may not understand what is service, what is not service. Where is that pratishtha, that spirit of renunciation, or crude, subtle exploitation? Cast yourself wholly at the disposal of the Vaishnava Prabhupada. And try to be utilized by him. Make your own ego aloof, take it off, and allow a Vaishnava to work in the workshop of your own heart. Allow him to handle. So, come to understand what is service proper. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. Nirmatsara nam satan. A matsara who cannot tolerate the high position of another. Why should I not get the better position? That is the most dangerous enemy in this country. So, don't believe your own self. Don't trust your own self. Rather, trust the Vaishnava, the Guru, and allow them to handle your own self. You will be benefited thereby more and more. So, Guru is your proprietor. Jiv Goswami says, using reference quotation, Vikritasya jasa pasu. Just as a purchased animal is used by the proprietor. You take that model, that under the standard. See, I am a purchased animal to my Lord, my Guru. In any way he likes him, he likes me, anyway. Die to live. He can live thereby in the finest plane. Unassailable place, where from we can never be discharged or never be removed. Guru Maharaj laid stress very much on this point, that know what is service proper. What is that plane? Inquire after that highest plane, the spontaneous flow of service towards the Absolute. There is that current, the most underground, most fundamental current of the whole existence is that. Irresistible and causeless. And you are wanted to connect with that plane, your innermost part of soul only can be a member in that plane. Back to home, back to God. Back to home, back to God, back to home. The conception Krishna conception of Godhead is there in the most fundamental, most subtle, the flow of love, beauty, harmony. There, if you can find yourself, all this gross dress, this coat and the cloth may be eliminated. There you are too weak. Back to God, back to. But that is all important. All that form, they take the name, worshipping the deity, to hear the class, regular summon, to chant and dance. Everything may be service, every form, but to be service, the connection with that plane is indispensable. Otherwise, all these will be all. What is that? Guli na thakle kevul phatavaj. Phatavaj ki ki bale? No bullet, but sound. What is that?
Oh, blank.
Blank form. Blank. Blank shot.
Just makes a sound, but no lead coming.
No bullet. Blank shot.
Blank.
Otherwise, all will be blank shot. Blank shot. Form, but not the life, not the spirit. The spirit is the serving, serving, the sacrifice, the die to live. As much as you can die, apparently, you will be able to live so much. So, today is also the day when, this day in the year, Srinivasa Acharya Prabhu and Dhananjaya Pandit and Gadadhar Das Prabhu, these three parts of the Vaishnava of Mahaprabhu disappear, the day of disappearance. First, Gadadhar Das. Gadadhar Pandit is considered to be the bhava, the mood, internal mood of Radharani, internal attitude, serving attitude, serving mood. And the Kanti, the luster, the outer part, is said to be represented by Gadadhar Das. She was born in 24 Parganas near Ariyadaha. But in his last days he passed Karin Katwa, where Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And he accepted disciple there. And the descent of that disciple, they are now in the management of that mutt. Their origin is from Das Gadadhar. But Das Gadadhar's tomb is also found there, in that compound. And there is also the tomb of the hairs of Mahaprabhu there. Mahaprabhu has very good curling hair, beautiful. And during the time of sannyas, the Bhagavad, times with that number, goes to shave and come back. I won't be able to take off such fine, beautiful, in a beautiful figure, beautiful curling hair. I can't shave. He goes to shave by his order and comes back. No, I can't. Anyhow, he had to obey the order. Those hairs are put there in the samadhi. And there, took Gadadhar Das amongst the contemporary devotees of Mahaprabhu took the charge of that particular place and they installed Mahaprabhu's Murti temple and continued the service of the temple there. Valadhanda. Dear, actually is the day of his departure and disappearance. We shall pray for his grace that his grace will help us in our attainment of highest bliss. Then another Dhananjaya Pandit, here he was one of the 12 assistants of Nityananda Prabhu, Dadash Gopal, Balaram, and his 12 subordinate Gopa boy in Vrindavan. And here also Nityananda Prabhu, he represents Balaram, and he has got his 12 followers. And Dhananjaya Pandit was one of them. And his birthplace was also very nearby, Sitalgram. The Katwa Barbrand line, rail line, there is Koichor station and nearby Sitalgram. There the memories of Dhananjaya Pandit also preserved. When Nityananda Prabhu at the request and order of Mahaprabhu, who was in Puri, in Bengal, Nityananda Prabhu came and began to preach about Krishna Lila and Gaur Lila. This Dhananjaya Pandit and others helped him for that purpose. Then comes Srinivas Acharya. Srinivas Acharya's father, okay?
Ami.
Srinivas Acharya's father, Paddanabh Bhattacharya, he was class friend of Mahaprabhu, of Nimai Pandit. When he was home was on the Nadia district, just on the other side of Agrodi station there. The name of the village is Chakundi. A Brahmin family, Pandit, and he married in Jajigram near Katwa. Mahaprabhu took him sannyas. And this Paddana Bhattacharya, from his father-in-law's house, he was just going to his own house and heard that Nimai Pandit has come to take sannyas. He knew him, a great scholar and charming figure in all respects. He went to see, and the people was mad in that Ashram Bharati, Kesav Bharati in Shankar school. A good sannyasi had his ashram there. And the Paddanabh Bhattacharya went to see that Nimai Pandit is taking sannyas. What is this? An unthinkable scholar, and exclusively beautiful figure, all capturing, commanding person. And he has come to take sannyas. How? We cannot conceive life without him. And how? His mother and newly married young wife, they will be able to live. With this feeling he went to see. And he was struck dumb to find what was going there. Two parties. One party under the direction of Mahaprabhu is going to request Bharati do the function as early as possible. Another party there stood, no, this young boy can never be given such a sannyas life. You Bharati. We won't allow you to give sannyas to this boy. You have come to spoil our society. It can never be of the occur. In this way. And Padmanabha, he is watching. Watching what is going on there. Then after all, Mahaprabhu's will, that God did predominance. And generally everything subsided and near the afternoon, afternoon time, the sannyas began and it was done. Mahaprabhu told Bharati that I have got this mantram of sannyas in dream. Please see whether it is the real mantram or not. He gave it to the heir of Bharati. Bharati said, yes, it is all right. This is, take it in this way. And the name, what name should be given? He was thinking, then there was some sound from the from above. The Krishna Chaitanya. Bharati took that and put. The name was given. Padmanabha waited so much, so far. And Mahaprabhu started towards Vrindavan, chanting the name of Bhagavatam Pidandi Bhikshu, evam samasthaya paratmanishtha upasitang purvatamayat mahadvi aham tarishyami duranta